Some of the detainees mentioned in that report are being held on what their lawyers say are minor immigration charges that would never have led to detentions before September 11th. The lawyers say these detentions are not helping the U.S. in its war on terrorism and may in fact be hindering the government in its search for information. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Early on the morning of October 31st, Atai Hashai was asleep in an apartment in Findlay, Ohio. It's an apartment he shared with several other young Israelis. They were awakened by a knock on the door.
Maybe 10 agents, both FBI agents and INS, they came in our apartment and they start yelling. They start asking questions, what is your nationality? What are you doing here? Let me see your passport and some other questions.
The 11 Israelis, 9 men and 2 women, were handcuffed and taken to Cleveland, where they were charged with violating their visas. They all had been working selling toy helicopters at some Ohio malls. That work was a violation of their tourist visas, and it kept them in jail for the next 17 days. Eventually, a judge ordered all 11 released on the condition that they leave the country. Attorney General John Ashcroft says everyone who is being detained has violated the law, and that the investigation is not, quote, a witch hunt. That's exactly what some attorneys and civil liberties groups are afraid it's turning into. Karen Pennington is a Texas lawyer who represents Mustafa Abu Jedi. He was arrested a few days after the terrorist attacks, when Pennington says, on the encouragement of his American-born wife, he voluntarily contacted the FBI with some information.
He informed them that he had met with 2 men in Saudi pilots' uniforms at a restaurant in Dallas, Texas, and that they had attempted to recruit him for flight training school, and he identified one of them as Marwan al-Shehhi, the alleged pilot of the second plane that crashed into the World Trade Center.
After 15 hours of questioning by the FBI and a polygraph exam, Pennington says her client was told he'd failed the polygraph and that the FBI was no longer interested in talking to him. Since then, Abu Jedi has been held in jail for more than 2 months on charges of overstaying his visa. Another one of Pennington's clients is Ghassan Dadouli. He's a Jordanian who last week was deported to his home country after Pennington says he refused to become a government informant. Pennington says both of her clients' stories should serve as warnings to people who receive letters asking them to come in for voluntary interviews.
So I would also point out that the FBI has a great deal of control over these men's lives and that they may be putting themselves at risk should they fail to cooperate. That, in my view, once they are approached, that these issues then become not voluntary, but rather something that they will be compelled to participate in.
Randall Hamoud says his client's case is also instructive. Hamoud represents Osama Awadalla, a San Diego college student who was arrested after police found his phone number in a car registered to one of the September 11th hijackers, Nawaf al-Hamzi. Hamoud says Awadalla only knew al-Hamzi from a car wash where both men worked. Last week, a federal judge ruled that the case against Awadalla was not particularly strong and that he could be released on bail. Hamoud calls the detentions part of a broad strategy aimed at putting pressure on America's Middle Eastern community.
I think the government is basically trying to terrorize and cajole a whole ethnic group in the United States, Arabs, Arab Americans, and Muslims. And the harder and more harshly they treat internees, I'll call them, the more I think they hope that possibly they may squeeze some information out of some person somewhere who may know something, and I think that's totally inappropriate.
If the government is going to root out terrorism, Hamoud and others say it will need the help of the Muslim community. But immigration lawyers, Muslim leaders, and civil libertarians say instead of cooperation, the detentions are only heightening a sense of fear and mistrust of government within America's Middle Eastern and South Asian communities. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.